It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we will give you the features there for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free. Go see for yourself. Get interactive. You get to control the content by submitting show prep to the site. Others then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. Maybe, you know, you think it's relevant. Maybe you think it's funny. Maybe you think it's, you know, just something interesting. Whatever you post it up there. It could be a YouTube video, blog post, news item, etc. You post the link. Others vote. You get to vote on things as well. The most voted up make it to the top in the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So we started out with some of the nasty news about how they are threatening to put 79-year-old Julian Heichlin in jail for several months because of so-called jury tampering, because he was giving him potential jurors information that could actually result in cases being found not guilty with, you know, people that had never harmed other people, called jury nullification. They went after, they're going after him. Also, there's this provision, I guess, that the Senate voted for in this Defense Authorization Act, which usually these Defense Authorization Acts have all kinds of terrible things mm-hmm. in them. And so, they're in this case, they're looking at possibly detaining American people and keeping them in detention for indefinite periods of time.
Sounds more like offense than defense to me.
It sounds very offensive to me, as a matter of fact. I agree with that. So let's switch gears, get away from this negativity, and talk about how you can make your life better. Because, Wayne, what you're going to share with us here includes, I guess, ways to increase your own productivity and enjoy your life more?
Yeah, from washingtonsblog.com, the sprinter method of increasing productivity. Our most fundamental need as human beings is to spend and renew energy. This writer says, when I began to crash in the early afternoon following my red-eye flight, I took a 30-minute nap in the room we have set aside for that purpose at our office. The nap didn't give me
Not
nearly...
Not too many offices have
a napping
rooms.
Room. Yeah.
Well, true, but this company does because they realize the importance of that.
Well, it makes sense. You don't want somebody all out of it if they're trying to get some work done. You'd rather have them fresh-headed, and so they can get that by sleeping for 30 minutes.
How do they do it, though? I mean, if I were to lay down and say, I'm going to nap for 30 minutes.
You set your alarm on your phone. That's what I would do.
You would have to. Yeah. I would have to, because yeah. I'm going to certainly sleep for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, and when I used to bartend, I'd have to be at work at either 5 or 6, and I'd pretty much get up early in the morning and do things all day. And then, so I'd feel a little tired by that time, thinking, oh, man, I've got to go to work and work till 2 in the morning. So I would take a 30-minute or 20-minute nap, whatever. And so you don't want to be in your deep sleep yet. You just want to be in that lighter level of sleep. Mm-hmm. You don't want to, when you sleep for an hour or two, you're in that deeper level of sleep, and you don't feel well when you wake up. So it's just that quick 20-minute power nap that recharges you for many hours after.
I've heard the same.
Yeah. But I
often feel that way. Like by accident, I nap for a half of an hour. I get up and I feel really good.
Mm. Yeah, you do. If it's a half hour, no more than a half hour, you'll feel good. And he says this. He says, the nap didn't give me nearly enough rest to fully catch up, but it powerfully revived me for the next several hours, which is a great the purpose of it. At the other end of the spectrum, exercise positively influences our cognitive functioning and our mood. The truth is that we ought to be exercising nearly every day, ideally for at least 45 minutes, including strength training at least twice a week. Some refute that 45-minute thing, but he's on the right track. The secret to optimal well-being and effectiveness is to make more rhythmic waves in your life. To build the highest level of fitness, for example, it's critical to challenge the heart at a high intensity for short periods of time and then to recover deeply. The bigger the amplitude of your wave, the higher your maximum heart rate, and the more deeply you recover, the more flexibility you can, more flexibly you can respond to varying demands, and the healthier you're likely you are.
Now, I was a personal trainer at one point, and this was not in vogue.
That's
10
right.
years ago.
Yeah.
But my friend, who is a personal trainer and a phenomenal one, I've got to say, he's actually had a couple of relatively famous clients, and I guess that really doesn't make one good, but it does add to one's resume. Mm-hmm. And he is he gave me a program recently that was exactly that. And he said, you know, do this, you know, sprint for a minute, walk for a minute, sprint for a minute, walk for a minute. And essentially, it was the same thing on the elliptical. 40 yards and 40 yards. I think it was the sprinting was for 40 yards, walk for 40 yards, sprint for 40 yards, and the elliptical was 1 minute on, 1 minute off. That
mm-hmm. kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, the same rhythmic movement serves us well all day long, but instead we live mostly linear, sedentary lives. We go from email to email and meeting to meeting, almost never getting much movement and rarely taking the time to recover mentally and emotionally. Even a little intentional recovery can go a long way. It's possible, for example, to clear the bloodstream of cortisol just by breathing deeply in a count of three to a count of six for as little as a minute.
Yeah, and like I understand the, I think it was cortisol they said, sort of piles up in the blood if you sit for too long. So if you're sitting for 2 hours or 3 hours.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, it's just lying there in your, you know, vessels and that kind of thing. And you just have to get up and move around.
And what is cortisol?
It's
a hormone in the blood that it's not good for you. It's a stress hormone.
This one is not a story I looked up. This is something
I don't feel stressed.
Well, you're 29. Everything's working fine, right?
Okay.
I mean, don't worry.
Gotcha.
Your sedentary lifestyle will catch up to you. Your health is fine right now. Wayne and I are beyond the sort of natural lifespan of 35 years that the human animal had in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so once you get beyond that point, things are not working as well as they used to.
Gotcha.
And you have to keep them, you know, jump started.
Yeah, I remember going to I had a client who was a chiropractor in Sarasota, Florida, and this was in the early aughts, so I was, you know, a little less than 35, and he wanted to work on me so that I could say things about it, so he'd give me these free adjustments and stuff, and so he'd ask me on a scale of 1 to 10, how does your back feel today, and, you know, I'd always have, it hurts, I guess, a 1 or a 2. I remember writing this down because I had to, you know, fill out these little pieces of paper. I'm constantly hurts now, and it's only a few years later.
Now, was there a car accident intervening?
There was,
as well?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help, but yeah, I see where you're
It certainly from. Doesn't help. I blame it all on the car accident, but you know, the lawyers for the insurance company didn't want to hear anything about that crap.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, this article goes on to say that paradoxically, the most effective way to operate at work is like a sprinter, working with single-minded focus for periods of no longer than 90 minutes, and then taking a break. That way, when you're working, you're really working. And when you're recovering, you're truly refueling the tank. Making rhythmic waves is a secret to getting more done in less time at a higher level of engagement with a better and more sustainable quality of life.
What I want to know, Wayne, is how often should I check my Facebook account?
And is that considered work? Or
is that part of the rhythm?
Is that work or is that recovery?
Well, checking the
I've got radishes in Farmville I've got to tend to, you know.
That's right. But
sounds like work.
Feeling the need to have to check your Facebook is stressful.
That's stressful, right.
And so maybe you need to check it less.
That's a big challenge for me.
Maybe I need to just, if I were really playing Farmville, maybe I need to get rid of it. I actually play a different game
as addicted, though.
Yeah, the jokes for Farmville are funnier, though.
What's the game that you play?
I play Castle Age, yeah. Yeah.
What do you do in that game?
Click things. I mean, there is no point to it at all.
I mean, ultimately, you are clicking in every game, whether you're clicking buttons on a gamepad or buttons
on a mouse.
There's no aim.
There's no animation. It's just click. It's click and wait.
And you're in every day, right? You're playing every day.
Oh, my God, all day.
Oh, God.
All day.
How do you get anything done? I'm amazed sometimes I can get anything done.
Well, I get more done than you. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But, you know, you look at a lot of job descriptions the companies put out, and a lot of times, many times they say, well, you have to have this ability to multitask. As if doing like 10 things at once
is a good thing.
When that's not always the best way to work. In fact, I tend to prefer to just do one thing and finish it completely and put all my focus on it and then move on to the next thing, you know, in priority.
What multitask means is whenever we feel like throwing some new crap at you, we will do it. And you may not talk back.
That's right.
Yeah, that is a problem for me, too, because I'll find myself in the middle of doing something and then come across something else that needs to be done, and then I'll have that issue of having to stop whatever it was I was doing and start the other thing.
And never get it done.
And then remember to come back to the other thing afterwards, which is really all your computer's doing when it's multitasking anyway, or at least that's the way it used to be. Now they've got multiple cores, so I guess they really do have real multitasking these days.
They do.
855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. More advice coming up here, Wayne, about how you can increase your productivity and enjoy your life more. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE, especially if you've got tips that you want to share. What's worked for you in your life? This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books. listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. We call the show Free Talk Live because you are free to call in and talk about, well, anything. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They can do it for your business. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live, has been for a very long time. Go check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Has been for a very long time. It's SACL CAI. Their banner is at freetalklive.com.
All right. So once again, freetalklive.com. Go there. Enjoy the features. We're going to go to your phone calls and then come back to Wayne's story about how you can increase productivity and enjoy your life more. First, we go to Jonathan listening in North Dakota. Jonathan, are you in Fargo? Jonathan in North Dakota. Sounds like a pocket dial almost. Jonathan, are you there? Jonathan, going.
Are you trudging? Sounds like he's trudging through the tundra.
I've heard it is snowing out somewhere in the Midwest or something like that.
We just got the snow off the ground here.
Jonathan, going once. Jonathan, going twice. Tell you what, I'll put him on hold. Maybe he had to deliver a pizza or something like that. Sometimes we get the pizza dudes calling into the show, and then, you know, they pull up at their house, and they got to do some business. So we'll check back with him here in a moment. Meantime, Wayne, let's get back into this piece from, was it Washington?
Washingtonsblog.com. How to increase productivity and enjoy life more. Now, there was a renowned 1993 study of young violinists. Performance researcher Anders Ericsson found that the best ones all practice the same way. In the morning, in three increments of no more than 90 minutes each, with a break between each one. Ericsson found the same pattern among other musicians, athletes, chess players, and writers. For the first several books this author wrote, he typically sat at his desk for 10 to 12 hours at a time and never finished a book in less than a year. For his new book, called The Way We're Working Isn't Working, he wrote without interruptions for three 90-minute periods and took a break in between. He had breakfast after the first session, went for a run after the second, and had lunch after the third. He wrote no more than 4.5 hours a day and finished the book in less than 6 months. By limiting each writing cycle to 90 minutes and building in periods of renewal, he was able to focus far more intensity and get more done in far less time.
I wonder if you also...
it's fantastic.
I think that's interesting, but I wonder if also you feel like, you know, you've got to get something done now. Mm-hmm. If I'm sitting down for 90 minutes versus having a whole day to do whatever it is I'm doing, am I going to lay off the radishes in Farmville for a little while and focus on what I'm supposed to be doing? I've got 90 minutes. That's it, 90 minutes. Let's get those telephone calls made and get this knocked out. It's really interesting.
But you're also physically and mentally rested, because I find sometimes if I'm working out or going for a walk or whatever, that I'm thinking about, my mind is still working on that, but it's not, I don't have to get it down. So I get a lot of ideas by actually taking a break.
I don't feel like I don't work that hard, I guess. I make telephone calls. I pick up the phone, call an advertiser when I feel like it. Maybe I get 20 calls done in a day. Mm-hmm. I've certainly made more calls than that in my life. Maybe I get fewer than those in some days. I'm working on this thing, that thing. But at the same time, I'm responding to people's Facebook posts. I'm looking at forums and things like that, reading news stories. So I'm switching up what I do all day long. I truly am multitasking at an ADHD level.
I have to say,
computer.
I can relate.
While I just sit there.
Yeah. Yeah. I can relate to that. I don't know the last time I focused on one thing for 90 minutes straight, if it wasn't like an hour and a half long movie or something like that.
Yeardley.
I mean,
we watched
it's
the movie
sad.
Yeardley. I focused for 90 minutes on it.
It was a fine 90 minutes, as a matter of fact.
But there are a lot of computer tasks, like checking email, looking at blogs, things like that, which lend themselves more to multitasking, because you're not really focusing that intently. You're kind of scanning more than you're actually doing something or focusing on one thing. Whereas when you're working on solving a problem, for example, or programming or writing, that's when you really want to have that one-pointed
focus.
Makes
sense.
And so that's what I think you want to distinguish. But even the multitasking, which I do some of too, and I never feel like I accomplished a lot when I'm in that mode. I always feel like when I put that hour and a half aside to program and I just sit down and just delve into it, that I feel like I really accomplished something.
So tell me more, Wayne. Is there more to this piece?
Well, yes. It says, obviously, it's not possible for every employee to work in multiple uninterrupted 90-minute sprints given the range of demands they face. It is possible for you as a leader and manager to make a shift in the way you manage your energy to better model this new way of working yourself. To make it a high priority to find at least one time a day, preferably in the morning, to focus single-mindedly on your most challenging and important task for 60 to 90 minutes. Encourage those who work for you to do the same. And I think that's real important, because I don't know what I would do if I had to jump from one thing to the other all the time. And I travel, and I solve problems for people. And so I go from one place to another, and I like to finish what I'm doing in one place before I go to the next.
Oh, sure. Why would you?
Because I don't want to have to go back, or I don't want to have to do something remotely. So I've kind of been training myself over the years to do that, and it's a lot more satisfying to finish things.
I solve your problems for you. Come to where you are, I'll solve your problems. I'm waiting.
No, I think that's great. And I think that one of the things that works for me, at least, like, obviously I do something right because I've done all right with my life.
Are you saying I'm in the mafia?
Stumbled through.
I don't know. It just sounded kind of suspicious the way you're computer tech, at least as far as I know.
yeah, that's right.
And
it's a good cover.
So one of the things that works for me is I write down my goals, the things that I want to accomplish, the things that are important for me, and I have had like a running tally. Usually I used to do like weekly goal sheets that I would write down every week. Since I've gotten out of jail, I've just kind of had a list, just like a to-do list kind of thing, just kind of crossing them off as I get through them. But I remember hearing when I first learned about setting goals back when I was a teenager, the claim was, and I don't know who, you know, did the study or if there even was a study, the claim is that most people don't ever write down their goals. They never write down what they want to accomplish in their life, whether we're talking about short-term or long-term, you know, 10 years down the road, what do I want, or what do I want at the end of the week or at the end of the month. That most people just kind of they keep it in their head, and as a result of that, it kind of comes and goes as things tend to come and go in people's heads. And if you've actually got it written down in some sort of physical form, then it becomes more concrete for you.
Sure.
What you want to accomplish becomes more real, and you can keep it in front of you, and you can keep your eye on the task, and then put it down if you need to. Take that break that you feel like you might need to have, and then come back to the goals when the time feels right.
Well, goals are really important, and even just visualizing what you want in general out of life. And because once you have the what taken care of, the house almost takes care of itself.
That much is true. That's true. Your mind's going to figure out how to take care of that problem.
But when you write something down, you're actually involving more senses. You're seeing it. There's a kinesthetic thing of writing it down, writing down the goals and seeing it on paper. And then you can kind of jump into it with your mind as if you're already there. And a lot of people who specialize in goal setting say that you want to actually look at your goal and actually visualize yourself already achieving it.
Mm.
And by doing that, your mind, your subconscious is already there, so there's no subconscious block to achieving that goal.
Then reality just has to catch up.
Yeah, right? And then you just your subconscious then figures out how to get you there.
You're kind of working backwards in a way.
Exactly.
You think about what you want and then figure out how to get to the point of acquiring that or getting to that, accomplishing whatever you're looking for. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Your thoughts certainly welcome on this topic. Well, you can bring up anything you like. It is Free Talk Live. But what sort of things have made a difference in your life as far as increasing your productivity and your happiness all at once? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's sealane.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We invite you on over to the website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And that means that you get to post messages and respond to them. And it's now even better than ever before, at least, well, we changed it about a month and a half back, changed kind of the rules and the setup of the BBS to now allow you, the individual, to control your threads. So you post something on the forum, post a new thread, you get to decide if something is inappropriate that's responded. So somebody responds, they say they post some picture that's gross or something like that. You can just delete it if you don't like it. So you have total control over who gets to respond to your threads on the Free Talk Live BBS, which should change the way people behave because they'll have to be a little more careful about what they say if they don't want to upset whoever owns the thread. So go on over to bbs.freetalklive.com, and I think you'll find it a somewhat different experience than in the past. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Destabilizing events are happening around the world all the time, whether it's unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. Get prepared. Protect your family. You don't want to delay on this. For my preparation, I choose wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals, all different types of them. Cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff are just a couple of examples. They're prepackaged in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You prepare them in just minutes by adding water. You can visit wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. Use coupon code FTL to get a free entree sample. And for a limited time during the holidays, you can get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order, also with the coupon code. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. FTL for a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com.
All right, we're going to come back with more of how to increase your productivity and enjoy your life in a moment. But first, Jonathan, we're going to try him one more time, listening in North Dakota. Jonathan, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here, very much so.
Are you calling from Fargo?
I am.
It says here you're listening to WDAY. Is that true?
Or is it KVLY, or did they drop you?
No, WDAY is only supposed to have us on weekends, but, I mean, are you listening on the radio tonight?
No. I normally listen to them.
Oh, I see.
They don't carry you on the weekdays, even though I call them and ask them to.
Oh, I appreciate you doing that. You never know. They might change their mind down the line.
You plant a seed, and so, I mean, you've done all that we could ask of anyone.
Yep. So, Jonathan, what's on your mind tonight?
I love you guys. I've been listening to you forever.
Well, thank you. So, what do you want to share this evening?
Well, I'm a little disappointed with you, actually.
Uh-oh.
What do we do? But that's all right.
what have we done
ago,
now?
Maybe a little more. I called you guys to praise you for having true cojones, and I think maybe you misunderstood what I was trying to do. And it was kind of like a civil disobedience, because on most talk radio shows, you can't talk about the things I brought up. You can't say the things I said. You know, and Ian, you were good.
Were you the guy that dropped the N-bomb on the air? Was that you?
Yes, and I'll censor myself. Yes, I used the N-word, as it's called.
Did you claim to be a black gay person, too?
Well, I was doing that to cover you legally.
Yeah, thanks.
as long as the person is African-American or black or whatever, they're allowed to do that. But there are, in fact, black gay people
in North
Dakota.
I will agree with you from a societal standpoint that the only people that can get away with using the N-word are people that, for whatever reason, are, considered part of the black population.
It's not illegal, though. It's not illegal to use the N-word on the radio. It's just poor form.
Yeah.
I thought I was doing some kind of civil disobedience. You know what I mean? I wasn't. But I,
no,
I thought
just,
it was interesting how
like
afterwards you guys were like, he's trying to destroy us and he hates us.
I didn't
us
say that. Mark said that.
Yeah, I felt
but
like
I, it could be further than the truth. I love you guys.
Yes, but I just didn't go for the black gay guy in North Dakota getting on the air and saying dropping the N-bomb.
I wanted you to know that I deliver pizzas, and one of the guys I work with, he's actually a black man, and he's also homosexual. Living in Fargo, North Dakota.
Excellent.
I know.
I'm glad there's one.
I believe it's possible.
But, that's true of any ethnic group, because if you're Italian and somebody who isn't Italian calls you a guinea, I know a lot of Italians that'll punch their lights out.
Mm.
So it's not just true for that single ethnic group. It's tribal.
Yeah. I was just trying to point something out. I guess maybe I was talking out my rear end, but
I don't know if what you did had any real value. I mean, just looking back at it, it allowed us to talk about the issue. I mean, we managed to kind of riff on it and bring up the issue of that particular word and how it's used and how I felt conflicted about, not hanging up on you as Mark wanted me to. And like I thought it kind of resulted in a good discussion, but the content of your call, I don't think actually held any value. I mean, Mark, how do you feel about that?
I'm hung up on that word. You can't say that word to me, whether you're black, white, or Eskimo, and have me like it.
Jonathan, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, yeah, my wife is actually Japanese, and when Mark was talking about how his best friend's black and how he just doesn't like when people use that word, like when people make Asian stereotypes or things like that, I actually get a little hurt bottom sometimes, and
yep.
And I just kind of put myself in the same shoe. I was like, I guess it can go the black way too, huh?
So I have a question for you on this one. Do you consider Oriental to be an insult?
Do I? No, I'm actually, myself, I am a Jew.
I'm not talking about
Hebrew ancestry. What I'm trying to say is I've never been into the whole race thing. That's why I dropped the N-word. I think it's all silly. I think it's a joke. I think the whole thing, Oriental.
Let me clarify my question.
Chink, gook, whatever you want to say.
Let me clarify my question, though. Some people consider the term Oriental to be a disparaging term if used in relation to an individual as opposed to an item. Like, you could have an Oriental rug, you have an Asian person. I find the term, I've heard Oriental used to describe people, and I never had a problem with it because I find it to be a factually accurate description as opposed to Asian, which is factually inaccurate because there are many people in Russia and the Indian subcontinent are all parts of Asia too, and they look different than somebody who is sort of the Oriental look.
So Southeast Asia.
Is your question, would Jonathan's wife be offended by?
Fine. Would she be offended? Would he be offended? I mean, do you find this an offensive term?
Well, no. I mean, she doesn't. No. She's not offended by that.
Never heard. Have you ever heard that before? Have you even heard that before?
Oriental?
Yeah,
people find it offensive? No, I actually, when I was an executive at a company, my boss kept calling Asians Oriental. I was like, you can't say that word in front of the other employees, because we had a couple Asian employees. Like, I had to tell him, and I'm the one who doesn't care about race.
You are aware that it is considered by some to be an insulting term?
Sure. But my bigger point, and this is the huge point I want to make, is that language evolves, and it's organic. Mm-hmm. And if I say it and you understand it, that's the language, and it's my context that's important, not the sounds that are put together. If I want to drop an N-bomb, as long as I'm not doing it in a hateful or disparaging way towards blacks, if I want to say Oriental, as long as I'm not, making fun of Asians some way by doing that, I don't see where the issue is at all.
Well, that's where I disagree. I think that some words are just so charged that it doesn't matter in which the context in which you speak them.
Right.
Because somebody's just going to hear that you said that word in the air without
and then
the context.
Suddenly, whatever you had to say doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
But
it's
they
only focus in on that
they'll
one word.
Think to themselves. What I hope is that they'll think, they'll go, well, why am I so angry? Maybe it is just a bunch of sounds. It really doesn't matter. I'm truly colorblind because I don't care. It doesn't matter.
I believe you, John.
I'm with you. I just think it's amusing that I wonder what percentage of the population you believe is going to reassess and reevaluate their belief on a given word simply because you got on the air and you decided to say it.
Thanks, Jonathan, for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
You know, before the 60s, in the 60s and earlier, a lot of black people referred to themselves as colored people. In fact, you had the National Organization for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP. They're still around. But most black people probably today would find the term colored to be offensive.
A throwback.
Right.
Yeah.
The problem is that this is sort of the term with Oriental. I mean, I think it's just an old term, and for whatever reason...
My grandmother would say colored, for instance.
Whatever reason, because people in the past thought certain things about people in those groups, some of them did, so therefore, using that term is bad. I don't get it.
855-450 for your thoughts are welcome.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. We are talking in general this hour about increasing your productivity and enjoying your life more. We're going to get back into that. And if you've got some suggestions, how do you help your productivity? What works for you? Because what works for one person may not work for another person. I mean, we are all different. And on the other hand, maybe something would work for everybody. It just depends. 855-450-FREE. But give us your experience, because that's really the most valid thing. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you, like, you know, for instance, sleeping is usually a good idea. Like, if you're too sleep deprived, you're probably not going to be very effective at anything you do. 1-855-450-FREE. You can also join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. It is, of course, the holiday season at this point. The holiday sales are in full swing, not just in real life, in the big box stores or in your local stores, but also online. And we can help you with the online shopping aspect. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping taken care of all in one sitting if you want to. Because we can link you over to Amazon. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, there are links to Amazon there. Also links to Newegg, which is a huge site for ordering electronics and computer parts and things like that. When you enter through our Amazon links, you will a portion of your sale will be given to Free Talk Live. When you enter through the Newegg links, and there's different links for different countries, then a portion of the sale will be given to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. So you can help out the CD Evolution Fund by going to the Newegg links, and you can help Free Talk Live by going through the Amazon links. All of it is at shop.freetalklive.com. So just make a point of when you're doing online shopping, start your experience there at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with Nick in Illinois, you're on the Amp Lines. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey,
first of all, it's good to see you, Wayne, again. I've been missing him.
Well, thank you, Nick.
Very good, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, my experience with productivity is I've begun using the Kanban work organization method. Kanban is Japanese for signpost, so it's the signpost method. What it helps with in my particular case is that I struggle with long-term goals that require doing. I have trouble organizing the baby steps. I don't know how to really do a little bit every now and then over long periods of time. And as a result of that, I also have trouble, you know, doing new things. Like I've been 2 years out of college, and I've never had a job. So after my brother moved in, my older brother, he helped me with that by introducing me to the Kanban method. And what we did is we set up sticky notes up on a wall in a particular arrangement where you have these columns. At the top of each column is the categories are icebox, backlog, current, and done. And this is where you put tasks. And icebox is things you may want to work on. Backlog is waiting to be worked on within the next week. Current is things that you're working on right now, and it's limited to 3 sticky notes. And each sticky note under each of those categories is a particular baby step that you want to do towards a larger task. And then each color of sticky note is a different long-term task. Right now, I have one for job search, one for this project where I have to set up a server for my dad's startup company, and then another one for chores, errands, and personal growth things like exercise. So every week, my brother and I meet in the basement, and we write up a bunch of sticky notes, and we put them on the wall. And every day I look at that and I see what I have to do, and I just get around to each sticky note whenever I can, and I keep moving it from backlog to current to done. And as a result of that, I've been exercising more regularly than I ever have in my life. I've applied to multiple jobs, and I've been through a couple of interviews. So these are major changes in my life, and I feel like I'm finally moving forward now.
When did you start doing this?
And where does one find out more about it?
Well, I found out about this entirely from my brother, so I guess just Wikipedia or
Kanban,
you know, the usual.
Can you spell
sources.
It? Kanban?
K-A-N-B-A-N.
K-A-N-B as in boy, A-N?
Yes.
Kanban, okay, very good. And it's called the Kanban Organizational Method?
I just know it as Kanban.
Got it. So when did you start doing this?
About 9 weeks ago.
Okay.
And it was a rocky first couple of weeks. And there's a lot more to it than just having a bunch of sticky notes. There are particular principles involved. I couldn't really name them all to you offhand. So
sure.
I guess that
especially if they're Japanese, it really wouldn't be that useful.
So so you said you meet with your brother. Was it once a week or once every other day? Or when did you meet with him?
Once a week. That social contact does a lot.
Yes.
Regular social contact on this, and that's a great motivator, because it's like, you know, I don't want to exercise, but then I think to myself, oh, but I'm meeting my brother tomorrow, I'm going to have to face him with the fact that I didn't exercise. Yep. And I have to come up with a reason, and he's not judgmental about it, but just the fact that I would have to face a person.
You're
and
being
tell
held
him
accountable. You're being held
yes.
accountable, and that reminds me of when I learned about goals when I was a teenager. We had these goal meetings, basically, where we would get together and review. You know, what did you do last week? You know, where did you bomb?
Yes.
Because inevitably you're going to bomb on something. But the idea is, if you've at least got something in front of you, whether it's a Kanban method or just a simple to-do list, or you know that you're crossing stuff off, you're going to have more stuff on your plate than the average person does. So inevitably, even if you only get through 40% of your goals, you've probably done way more in that given week than the average person would have accomplished without any kind of physical, written down, concrete goals. So now I'm glad to hear this is working out for you, Nick. That's great.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Thanks for sharing.
That's what we do at every weekly meeting, is we review what worked and what didn't last week, and then he asked me for suggestions on how to improve. And this is actually important, because in the first week, we had one of the requirements was that I had to do a minimum of 10 hours of work on a particular project, and I barely did half of that. And we analyzed why, and I told him that I'm a task-oriented person, and I don't like being told that no matter how productive I am, I have to spend 10 hours on something. That's incredibly demotivating. So we changed it, and I wound up doing much more in the second week, and I actually wound up working more than 10 hours at it. But I didn't feel like it, because I knew that as soon as I could get these done, I'd be done.
Excellent.
It wasn't drudgery.
Yeah, here's a little tweak, Nick. Is some of your bigger goals, try to also visualize what it's going to feel like to complete them in their entirety. What that'll feel like for you, and so bring your subconscious mind to that state already, and you'll find there'll be less resistance for you to get there.
I'll
Thank
try that.
Thanks for sharing tonight, Nick. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. We'd love to hear your suggestions as to what is it that works for you. Maybe the Kundun method, or Kanban rather, doesn't sound right for you, or maybe you've tried something like that and it wasn't quite right for you. Maybe there's something more specific that is right for your personality type. Feel free to call and share at 855-450-FREE.
We used to do pretty much that when we would both do our goal sheets together.
Yeah, I think you kind of dropped out of that, though.
Well, you know, I mean, I got to say I did.
That's always been my the history of my experience. Like, one time, like a decade ago, I had roommates, and I tried doing this with them, and they just kind of dropped out. And then,
one of our first experiences before we were ever on the air was that you wanted to do goal setting with me. Do you remember
that? Is
that
right? No,
yeah,
I don't.
We went to
that.
A restaurant in Sarasota, Florida, and you know, I ordered like a snack and some and something to drink.
You're
and
like,
you
this
had water.
Kid's so weird. I don't have anything to do with him.
I didn't feel that way at all. I thought that you were a young man who's trying to be productive. Not only will I benefit myself, but I'll benefit him at the same time.
A fine young man.
Yeah, but then you dropped out of it.
I can't remember what happened. The thing is I've always felt like I'm so busy I can't handle the
meeting,
the tasks.
Or the task. Usually it ends up being somebody can't come to the meeting, and then the next week they're not there, and then, you know, like they didn't do their goal sheets this week at all, and then it's gone. They're off, and it's done. It's easy to stop. That's the thing with the goals, is you have to keep up on it. You have to keep them in front of you. One of my problems that eventually I finally got to the point where I was like, all right, screw it. I'm not going to bother even trying to do this with other people. I'm just going to keep doing it for myself, mm-hmm. on my own time. And one of the issues that I have with them is keeping them in front of me. So I would do like a goal sheet for the week, but then I'd put it on the desk, and that's on my other desk. It's not on my active desk or whatever, and so I'm not actually in front of it. And I had to kind of make an effort to, like, maybe it was just during like a meal, or you know, while I'm eating breakfast, to look at my goals, because it doesn't matter if you've got them written down and you don't look at them. You have to actually be aware of them and mm-hmm. constantly, you know, if I finish some sort of task, I have to remember to tell myself, okay, let's check the goal sheet again and see what's next, rather than getting lost in the email box or Facebook or something like that, which I have a tendency to do.
Sure.
Very easy to do.
Most of my goals were work-oriented at the time, and, you know, basically I'm hitting all those without any trouble. I've got a lot of other areas, though, that I'd like to work on.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, sheriff incarcerated in his own prison. Mark, you're going to give us that story.
That's right.
855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.